Your time is now. Let's make this moment last.
Welcome to the 24-25 season of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. Before you listen to this episode, please head over to our social medias and hit that follow button. You can find us on X at Keeping Up Apps and on TikTok and Instagram at Keeping Up Apps Pod. Please also hit that subscribe button on YouTube where we are at Keeping Up Appearances. I've always wanted to say that. Welcome to this week's episode of Keeping Up Appearances. We again have the normal squad. Three of the squad fresh from a footy trip up in Scotland this weekend, which was a success. And one also had his own success in a football honour.
I think you're really muffled there, Cal. Anyone else think that?
Went dead quiet, yeah.
Yeah.
Now you've gone off.
I don't mean I'll fall.
Is someone moving your laptop further and further away? Or...
Going really well this episode.
He's actually on a run. He left his laptop behind.
Running with now? A 13-year-old girl.
Is that better? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Welcome to this week's episode of Keeping Up Appearances. We are back with the normal squad this week. Three quarters of us fresh from a football trip in Scotland on Saturday, which was very successful. Some wonderful performances. The other quarter had his own football success on Saturday morning too. Sean has his game coming up for this week. We have our usual Marooned 5 and then finishing with our Keeping Up Appearances game. Sean looked good on Saturday, played good on Saturday. What were your thoughts?
Well, I can't comment on myself. I mean, I have to everyone else who wasn't there because obviously they can't verify it. But it felt good in the moment, obviously playing next to a what would you call Carlo? He had that like Italian, I don't know,
flair.
Yeah, he had that flair that I don't have, and the hair.
What position were
that.
You? Oh, Sean?
I'm just gonna say that.
Centre half.
I'd love to see that. Your boss so, it, Sean, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I definitely didn't boss it, but. I feel like Everton, other than maybe one thing, Everton I had to deal with and dealt with. So yeah, I surprised myself, Tosh. I think you're
crazy and Maldini there.
The only dream was if you'd have been there as well.
Pretty
we
much.
Would have been a back three.
With a back three, you on the left of Tosh, Carl on the right of Tosh.
Ah, should have
seen
been unbelievable.
Should have seen his recovery tackles. Made about three of them.
That was position, was he?
Fantastic. Yeah, well, what it was. He was dawdling on the halfway line.
No, it was funny because me and Bob were both saying, like, when we text, like, when I text Hannah and he text Emma with the score, the first thing he said was, "Did you score?" I honestly don't think I went past the halfway line, like, in any stretch.
Don't need to.
Yeah. But yeah, especially when Bob was out of position and left a big gaping hole, dealt with it. So,
Maverick.
A tackle in the 6 yard box is as good as a goal, rarely. So,
that's a good point.
So, yeah. You know, yeah. That's,
especially
that's...
when the centre-half on the other side was giving away pens left, right and centre, as you well know.
I capitalised on that.
He should have looked up at me if he wanted tips.
Yeah.
Hogging them as well.
How many pens did you score, Callum?
Two.
Selfish.
Two out your hat-trick.
Cold Murray. These were calling me. That's what I get called in Scotland now.
No, not before too long as well. I've been thinking that a while.
Thanks, Tosh. I know you have. But yeah, what a performance it was. What a great day.
I hope Dobbo was watching. Me too. He's just making his decision look even stupider by the day.
Oh yeah. There's no way he's missing me.
And he's never looked stupid, so.
Gaffer, if you're listening, I'm ready, coach. No, what a day. Bob held it down as a six. Sean did his job. Centre back. I kept it going as a 10.
Yeah,
all good.
Considering you said you couldn't. Yeah. Considering Sean said he couldn't see for most of the game as well, makes the performance all the more miraculous.
Honestly, I think obviously based on the fact I didn't know half the team, I literally had no idea what was going on at the other end. I saw the ball in the goal, didn't know who scored any of them. So,
the answer's C. Murray, if in doubt.
Yeah, well, that's true. C. Murray or Dafford.
C. Murray or Dafford. Shout out to Dafford as well. Man.
Honestly, what a player Dafford is.
Unbelievable.
You don't love the pod.
My last comment is, as I've said it before, the kit's horrible, but I'll let it happen. I did that kit. Don't like it. All orange.
It is. Yeah, I felt a snide wearing all orange in Scotland.
No, the all orange is great.
That you know.
The All Orange is terrible.
You're playing total football, mate.
Just even. Well, they don't play an All Orange. But you've got to have to. Well, I don't like all the same kits anyway. No, I'm afraid dampened the performance for me when I seen that picture.
Well, I agree.
Bob knows.
Well, these aren't decent.
Their opinion doesn't matter, does it, Cal?
No, doesn't.
You haven't slogged through years of getting battered at RYM for a win like that.
Bob's not what you needed. Change.
Well, do you know what? Actually, I'll let Bob tell you himself, but Bob may have been the good luck charm we needed.
Just the influence. As soon as I walked on the pitch, the goal started flying in. Had nothing to do with me other than me being on the pitch, but makes you think.
Made waves in a different country, you can't argue with that.
Yeah. Keeper still following my eyes from the penalty. Stole me.
What score was the second penalty to make it, Callum? Like, what?
4-2. Oh, sorry, the second penalty was this.
The last one, wasn't it?
Was it not the sixth?
I don't know.
And he didn't let someone else take it.
It was for the hat trick, weren't it?
Oh, I suppose, yeah.
It was for the hat trick.
I did say the same, no, Tosh.
When you couldn't see his goals, Callum, you've got to live by it, haven't you?
That's the thing. The first goal was this. The first pen was to make it 4-2.
So you sound like Haaland, he's scoring the goals after they've mattered, really.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that, Tosh. It's all good. I'm saying it's just ice cold, mate.
Do you know if you keep saying it, Cal?
Yeah.
I catch on.
No, I know, I hope so. Did you say Cal then? For cold.
Sorry, cold. cold and Murray.
Right, enough chat now. Let's get on with the games. We've had our fun.
Sorry, sir. Right, so let's move on then to our opening game of the podcast. Now, this one we've played once before and it turned out to be very controversial. And by controversial, I mean Tosh got in a big mood and started moaning, as he always does. But our game today is called A Game of Fives. In this game, I will give the lads a topic and they have to pick a five-a-side team that apply to that topic. So last time we did FA Cup winners. This week, we're going to do something slightly different and slightly harder, I think. I won't tell you yet because I don't want to give you too much thinking time. But we do have two new rules. Rule number one, Tosh, out of all his moaning, he actually came up with a good rule, which is that you can't have two players from the same team. Are we sticking with that, yeah?
As in, like, well, I'd wait till the topic. No, like, so, like, do you mean
the same era?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, but yeah, go on.
You can't have teammates then. Should we do
that?
Yeah,
good call.
And the second rule is, if your player is incorrect, you don't get another choice. So you just have to play a man down, for example.
I suggested that at the time as well.
I don't think you did.
I did.
Okay, well, I'm not going to listen back to verify it, so I'll give you the credit, as always. So, because then that might change your choice for your picks for the next one. So, yeah, just be careful that your player is correct. I've got a feeling we might have a few incorrect here, mainly just because I've gone a bit rogue with the topic. There might be a bit of guesswork. So, our topic this week, as we're having a very Mike Tyson-themed episode, our category today is any player who's ever been sent off in the Premier League. Oh. So I've decided to go a bit rogue. Can't be bothered just doing another bland players who've won this or won that. So any player who's received a red card. Right, are you ready?
No.
Tough. Right, so I am going to go. I think your screen's in the same order as last time, so I'll go the opposite way. So I'll go Callum, Bob, Tosh, and Tosh doubles up, and we come back. Okay. Right, Cal, you're up.
Oh, wow.
Need to think of time here. I'm really struggling.
Keeper is being sent off in the Prem. The thing is, I know me one from last time definitely has, but I won't pick him again. Keeper's a hard one. I'll gamble. I'll gamble on the hope that Peter Schmeichel got sent off. So I'll go with Peter Schmeichel in goal.
Incorrect.
That's tough.
There's no keeper for Callum.
Rush goalie, though. This is hard, though.
Bob?
I'm going to go rogue and vaguely have it related to Everton. I assume he was sent off leading to Phil Jagielka going in goal, so I'm going to say Paddy Kenny.
Incorrect.
Fuck's sake. Thought I was onto a winner there.
Nope.
Oh, do I just go someone I know is correct?
Because I think then you've got a keeper.
I thought there was some logic to mine. That's why I went.
Yeah, no, that was a good one there, yeah.
He was sent off in the Championship. But that was a Premier League game, wasn't
it? I think it was. But I thought Jagger had done it a few times. Oh, yeah, I suppose he was done in the Championship a few times. I was probably going to go the same way as Callum, just sort of go a proper goalie you'd bank on playing long enough. So I was thinking like Petr Cech.
Like Paddy Kenny.
Yeah, like Petr Cech or someone. But again, I actually can't remember whether Petr Cech was sent off. I can't remember him being sent off. He was injured all the time. I'm going to go someone. I'm just going to have to go an Everton goalkeeper for now that I know definitely was sent off on Bob's 21st birthday, if I remember correctly. Tim Howard against Sunderland.
So let's run through our teams up to now. So we've got no goalie for Callum, no goalie for Bob, and Tim Howard between the sticks for Tosh. Right, Tosh, you get.
Can I have half a goalie because I was almost right?
No.
No, just thought I'd ask.
No, I don't know how you can be almost right, but yeah. Go on, Tosh.
Should get easier, shouldn't it, for now? But I'm still actually struggling. I'm just going to go pretty route one, really, and go John Terry, who I assume must have been sent off. I can't actually think of one that springs to mind, to be honest, off the top of my head, but surely he's been sent off.
He's been sent off 3 times.
You're in business.
Right, Bob?
Titus Bramble. I'm going full kamikaze here.
Oh, Bob. Genuinely, why do you do this?
He definitely will have been sent off, to be fair.
He definitely will have been. Just one.
I reckon so.
Tackle. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be, Annie.
Yeah, and you didn't specify that teams had to be good. I was just going for comedy, really.
And he'll have done something that meaning to the big dope.
Yeah, exactly.
He has been sent off, so you can have Bramble.
Let's slow it down, though, Bob, because I haven't got time to think of these other ones.
What a defensive line Bob's got so far. No keeper and Titus Bramble.
Titus Bramble's the type who's going to pass it back to the goalkeeper without thinking he's there as well.
Right, go on, Callum.
Right. I'm going to... Yeah, this is possibly a bit of an inspiration from a previous answer. But I'll go with... It's possibly a risk. I'll go with Phil Jagielka, hoping he got sent off and that he's also a decent goalie if we needed. So I'll go Phil Jagielka, hoping he got sent off, and then he can actually play in goal, can't he? So,
I remember. I remember him getting sent off first game of the season against Wolves.
My dad's still moaning about that decision.
Terrible decision. He did, didn't he?
Sent off twice.
I'm going to ask a stupid question. Are we allowed to be checking if the players got sent off?
Obviously not, no.
No? Okay.
So I would have checked my goalie beforehand.
No, but I'm saying it's like just like that, but I'm saying if you had an idea, like, okay.
Oh, you've got to go for it.
So back to me now for a midfielder.
Yep.
Or do I go? Seems I've not got a goalie. I won't go midfielder, I'll go another defender. I'll need a spot to back because I haven't got a goalie. So I'll go with Vidic.
That's off 28 times against Liverpool, wasn't he? Definitely right.
Sent off twice.
I've got my
cover
sorted there.
I'm inspired by Cal. I'm going to go for another defender here to shore her up at the back. I'm going to go for big Richard Dunn, who I think is quite high on the list.
Well, I don't need to check that. He's got the record, yeah. So eight send-offs for Richard Dunn. I don't think he'll take too kindly to Titus Bramble being a big div as well, will he? Make some arguments there.
Bob's got Titus Bramble and Richard Dunn. Someone goals there.
Tosh.
I'm really struggling just off the top of my head to think of players who sent off. So I'm going obvious. I'm going to go with dominant midfielder. Mentioned a while ago, can't remember what's all in a rivalries on an M5. I'm going to go Patrick Vieira. Sent off quite a lot early. He'll have had a few, I would have thought, but definitely quite a lot early, I think, in his career at Arsenal.
Is it my turn next?
No, I think I double up, don't I?
I need to just double check as well. Sent off three times, yeah. Yep, Tosh, you go again.
Did someone else double up before? Yeah, did Callum do too, yeah?
Yeah.
See, I forgot there was double up. So only got one name right now. Again, someone who knows. Can you have it if the sending off's been rescinded?
No.
In fact, he's been sent off again. I'm going to go Heung-min Son. Because he was sent off for Goodison, but then he was sent off a few weeks later for like kicking someone. So I don't think that one was rescinded.
He's not that kind of player, though, is he?
I know, yeah. Well, I don't know you would like that one, Bob, but I'm just trying to play the game. Yeah? I'm thinking if I've got five players, by Sean's logic last time, he can't be arguing with my team.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm staying on the comedy route and going for someone who got a fairly absurd sending off. I'm going to say Lee Bowyer.
Yep, fair enough. Don't need to check that. This is a mad team, though, Bob.
You should have picked the what was his name? That Taylor who gets sent off in the same game, like where he
Oh,
pretends
I
to be
can't
his shot.
shot. So I need
a midfielder. Can we can't have players that we picked last time, no?
Yeah, we can, yeah.
Nah, not someone he picked.
What? Well, hold on a minute. Just so we're all aware, Callum, Tosh slagged you off last time for going obvious. Gonna hear his team in a minute.
Yeah, too obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tim Howard's the obvious answer, right?
Yeah, all the others are.
I learned my lesson.
You know what? Oh no, you've picked him as well last time. This is tough. I'm going after risk one.
That's bold, aren't you?
I
Well, you got
think.
no keeper.
Yeah, no, it's
And
because it.
you've got to pick two straight away. Okay, that's why we've got another one lined up.
I will go with. Feel I might need some legs ish. I'll go with Essien. See, Mikel Essien, see if he got sent off.
Risky though.
It is a risk, but I feel he might be. He's played with a put in
Yeah, he'd have got lots
tackles.
of bookings, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
I reckon he'll have been sent off. I reckon that'll be right.
Sent off twice.
Oh, good one,
Take
Cal.
that,
That's a good
Mikel
one, sir.
Essien. And then, so I've Jagielka
Tell you
Vidic,
what, let me just run through the teams. So you've Callum's got no goalie, then he's got Jagielka, Vidic, and Essien. Bob also has no keeper, Titus Bramble, Richard Dunn, and Lee Bowyer. And then Tosh, Tim Howard, John Terry, Patrick Vieira, and Heung-min Son. Last pick for everyone.
I'll go with Alan Shearer.
Famous for being untouchable because he was England captain. Well, he probably will have got a one though, maybe.
Surely you got one.
Well.
Is he sent off against United?
What would that Roy Keane one you thinking?
Yeah. Or
Uh,
was it
no,
Roy Keane? He got
I think
sent
Keane
off.
got sent off, didn't he?
Oh, right.
He has been sent off, but only once. Which is a bit
Just
mad when
about.
you think of the type of player he was.
Yeah.
Hard to get sent off then, though.
Yeah. Right. There's Callum's team complete. Bob.
Fair play, Cal.
Franny
There's
Jet.
some good guesses.
Franny Jeffers.
Oh. Would Francis Jeffers and Richard Dunn have been teammates at Everton?
Yes, they would.
Oh,
I listened to a podcast with Franny Jeffers about 2 weeks ago, and he talked a lot about Dunny. So,
oh, did he
yes.
really? Oh,
Yeah.
for fuck's sake.
Did I offend him or something? I
Finishing
think
still
he's gone.
doesn't
I
have 10,
think
are we?
he's getting his charger.
Great. Go on to Google someone.
Just get my charger back in a sec. Who's got it?
Yeah. Should I do mine? Or is it just worth not? Like,
Yeah, you do yours and I'll
yeah.
edit Bob's in.
He doesn't get anyone else, does he?
Yeah, he was
I've
last.
one player. I haven't
No,
squandered a guess like you.
Bob doesn't get anyone else.
Oh yeah, to be fair, you got it wrong, didn't you?
Oh, you're right, he did.
He's playing with three mates. He's playing with Richard Dunn, Titus Bramble, and he was a midfielder.
Lebo, yeah.
Did Bramble not play for Newcastle?
He did.
With Bowyer?
He did. I forgot Bob's, all these teammates.
Bob's five-a-side team is Titus Bramble and Richard Dunn. That's a good team.
Yeah.
Imagine how much they're going to have to throw the body on the line, them two. Absolutely loving it. Bob, when he comes back and realises that's all he's left with, and he's not. Bob's coming back with a striker, yeah, to save the day. Well, then, since he's not here, I will stick down my route of going for great players. I'm absolutely sweeping this up. A couple of obvious ones, I thought. The two obvious ones, well, one obvious one is Cantona, I think, isn't he? He obviously got sent off, but I'm going to go with Aguero, who I think was sent off at least. I think he was sent off for two similar things against David Luiz, but definitely a horror tackle, like down in the near side against Chelsea. He was sent off. So, Sergio Aguero to complete the winning team from a game of fives.
Okay, so Aguero was sent off once.
Oh, the one was, you got sent off, I think, in the FA Cup, maybe.
Yeah. It doesn't matter, though. Still get the one.
Yeah.
So our teams are complete. So let's run through them. I don't think this is going to be a difficult decision. So, Callum, do you know what, Callum? I think you made the best of a bad situation there.
You did well there, Cal.
You started with no keeper, and then you've got utility man Phil Jagielka. Then you've got Vidic, Essien, and Alan Shearer. Now, that's a good, that's a good five-side team. That.
That's better than his other team.
You are?
That's actually a better effort for than his other team.
I think, you had to do a lot of thinking there.
Exactly, it was good, though. Rather than just thinking who played centre-back for City that the other day.
So then, Bob's team, obviously in goal, he's got no one. Then he's got two defenders of Titus Bramble and Richard Dunn. And then he's got a midfield of no one, and he's got no one up front. So
have I not got Lebo? Yeah,
you play with Titus Bramble.
You realise when you're gone, he was teammate of Bramble.
Do we actually know that though?
He definitely was because I remember him in that kit.
Oh God, yeah. Get in.
I've just seen as well. Richard
from Ipswich.
Yeah. Richard Dunn went on a loan from Ipswich. Was on loan at Ipswich. It means he's just got tight as Bramble. No joking.
So yeah, that's whatever it is. And then Tosh's team, Tim Howard in goal, John Terry, Patrick Vieira, Son and Aguero. So even though you might say Tim Howard's the weak link, I don't imagine he's gonna be seeing much action, especially against Bob's team. I think Callum gets an honourable mention for really, really working the system there, but yeah
they will.
Tosh wins this one.
Can I just ask Bob, if you would have had another go at a striker, who would you have put if Franny Jeffers would have been wrong? Who was your backup?
My backup was Big Duncan. He was a teammate of Richard Dunn anyway, so
everything links to Richard Dunn, to be fair. So,
yep. Next game should be 6 degrees of separation from Richard Dunn.
I quite like it.
How's that work?
I haven't decided yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Go on. That'll be good. That in 3 weeks when it's your turn again.
Yeah, I actually will do that. So you name a player and you have to get a link to Richard Dunn from him.
Well, did you see, actually, do you remember that podcast when I did the commentary over it?
Oh, yeah.
They went like half viral because they did like a however many degrees of separation from Milner.
Yeah. I did see that.
Quality.
That's good.
Bringing it back with Richard Dunn, though.
Yeah. Right, then. Right.
Yeah, well done, Tosh. Let's move on.
Okay, then, M5 time. So, as always, we'll review last week's winner. So, last week, in case you didn't listen or have forgotten, we looked at biggest referee and howlers. And the winner from the Graham poll was Sean and Thierry Henry. So Thierry Henry's handball against Ireland was the winner. So that was Sean. This week we'll get to pick which one doesn't make the poll on Twitter. This week we're going down the route of a retro player. So you might have noticed this weekend, I'm sure you did, Mike Tyson came back from retirement to fight Jake Paul. pretty dreadful fight from all accounts. Did anyone watch it?
No. Of course not.
Yeah, me neither. But what we noticed was that his last fight before that was in 2005. So what we're going to do today is we're going to bring a player back, someone who'd retired from 2005 or before, who would we most like to bring back to play in the Premier League. So we've tried, as I say, keeping it back to Premier League players. So we're going to go down that route. I'll start it off. I think I was last week, so I can start off. My one, I had a couple of names bouncing around, which I'll leave to the end just in case anyone else says them. But it was one of the first players who came into my head, and that was Gianfranco Zola. I think 2005, around the time for me, was a time where I probably started watching a lot more football. Like, we got Sky in the house and things like that. So I feel like after that, I'd sort of watched a lot of these players live. Whereas before that, there's a lot of mystique for me of sort of people like Zola, who I didn't watch every week, seen him a couple of times at Goodison. But just around that time, he was one of them players that, like, everyone would talk about as being brilliant. Like, obviously, I think he joined in 1996 or around that time, Chelsea. I can't remember that. But I just imagine that time, an Italian coming, like a little tricky player who can play, you know, anywhere across the front three in the 10, and just being a brilliant, brilliant footballer. I still think fans around that age of Chelsea will still say he's probably the greatest player they've seen. I'm sure Lampard and Drogba and people like that will, and Hazard after that. But I think at that time, Chelsea were pretty much nothing really. And after that, they started winning a few FA Cups, won the Cup Winners' Cup. And then obviously the Abramovich money took over. But he was still certainly part of that team right up until, I think he still played the year Abramovich took over at Chelsea. So he still played with a bit of the money, but never seen all the glory after that. And I just think, just for me, he's that type of footballer. Just like, it's hard to say there's not players like that now, because there probably are. There are lots of tricky players and little skillful players. But I think just he was a different sort of thing, where he didn't have much pace. He was all reliant on skill, his passing ability, his dribbling. I think Sir Alex Ferguson famously absolutely loved him and like hated playing against him. There's lots of comments if you read about that. And I just think for me, just a player I didn't really get to see much of, because he was gone. I think he left the Premier League in 2004 and was retired by 2005. I'd love to see him like playing for a great side. And also, it'd be great to see him come back into a team that maybe isn't like one of the elite teams. He didn't go to like Man United, Arsenal, Liverpool at that time. He went to a Chelsea where nowhere near league title, hadn't won a league for 40, 50 years. So, you know, he's coming to a team, middle of the road. I think it was around that time Chelsea were signing lots of players, to be fair, like of that, of Hullet and Vialli and people like that. But I think the idea of signing someone like that, just a brilliant player, imagine how excited you would have been as a Chelsea fan. But as I say, yeah, could do everything really. Could dribble, score brilliant goals, score free kicks. Obviously scored some, like, famous goal, I think it's against Norwich, where he like flicks it from the corner. But yeah, just a brilliant, brilliant footballer, and someone I'd love to see like bring back. But my idea of bringing back is coming to the likes of, trying to think of we're too low for them to come, you know, an Everton or a sort of Villa or someone like that, and really sort of taking them up the table. I'd love to see that really. But yeah, my nomination, Gianfranco Zola.
Hard to argue with that, really.
Obviously a great player, so skillful. I think you're right, and it's nice that he was such a good player, but it wasn't like a signing for one of like the top teams at the time. It's good that he went to that level club, and he is like he's just like a Premier League legend, isn't he? And he seems like a very nice guy as well. He seems like a nice man. He seems very likable, and I think obviously those fans adore him and that. And obviously, even like in this late year when he came back to manage and stuff, he seemed to be likable then. So yeah,
nice he used to say of him as a manager, I think, didn't he?
Tosh, how old was he when he retired? Do you know?
No, but I can quickly check for you.
Just because, like, when you think, obviously we saw him at the back end of his career. But you think, like, even like the magic of him as well was that he was still doing it when he seemed dead old. Like, you know that clip where like he's like spinning Carragher everywhere, and like Carragher still gets to tell him. Yeah,
well, that is such a great clip. I meant to mention that, to be honest. Thank you.
But, like, he's old in that, isn't he? Do you know what I mean?
He was born in 1966, so he would have been when he's dancing around Carragher. That's 2003, I think. So he'd have been 37 in that clip, or just about to turn 37.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, in football terms, especially then, that was 30, old.
Yeah, well, very old.
And he's still doing that. And, like, they couldn't get near him.
But again, yeah, like, I mean, I didn't realise, to be honest, he joined, now you say it, like, he joined Chelsea at the age of 30. So anything like 30, I suppose these days, maybe not, but back then people probably thought that's, like, past it, really, 30 then, didn't they? Past your prime. But yeah, like, the other thing I forgot to mention, he was like, you know, he signed for Napoli when Maradona was there. He was Maradona said things like, you know, when Maradona left Napoli in disgrace, you know, he said, like, Maradona said they don't need to sign anyone, they've got Zola. So again, I think, like, yeah, just a great player. But I think that's a good point, Sean. I didn't really think of that about the age, but yeah. And then he went back, I think, to his hometown club, Cagliari. I think they're his hometown club anyway, or one of the home a place from around, isn't he? Played a season there or a couple of seasons there, but yeah, just a great player.
I think also something different at the time for the English league. I think small, not strong, not big, kind of different
yeah.
type. It was he's one of those at the era of like a changing of English football, possibly, or like where it was going to go. So,
and almost like a success story for foreigners as well, wasn't it? Like, not just like a flash in the pan kind of thing or a failure,
yeah.
Like an actual, like, became one of the biggest legends in Premier League history. Like, that's his legacy, innit?
Yeah, no, good shout.
Nice one. Anyone to come in next?
I can, on the back of someone who's like a bit different. So, I don't know, I'm a big fan of, like, football being entertaining, and football should be entertaining, and football should be about skill and stuff and doing things, and, you know, things should look good as you're doing it, and that should kind of be the point of it. And I think that's definitely right with football. And I think one player who did that at a time where maybe not many others were doing it, especially not many other English players were doing it, who I would love to see now, because I think that's just completely being taken out of the game. I think there's other parts of the game now which are great, and it kind of looked good in a different way. But I think that kind of creativity and genius and kind of just trying things and skills is kind of not massively part of the game anymore. So I would like to see Matt Letizia back playing now. I think some of the things he used to do with the football were just, like, incredible. The goals he used to score, the way he used to score them. Being at a club at that level, like Tosha Zemanzola, at that level for that amount of time, and just kind of playing how he wanted to play, I think it's very, like, I don't know, I think you've got to give him a lot of respect for that. And again, that's not something that we see nowadays as much. Players kind of play well for 6 months, a season, and they make the big move and go, and whether it works out or not, they've just left. But to have that kind of longevity at one club, I think it is great. So I think you'd like to see that kind of thing more in the game. But yeah, the way he played, his skill was just incredible. If you look at, like, his goals reel, there's not a goals reel like it by anyone, I don't think. And I don't think there will be, just in terms of the way football is now in this country. You don't kind of see goals like that. You don't see players like that. So I think to have that back in the game now would be great. And I think, I don't know, it's an exciting way to play football. I think it's the right way to play football. I think that's what football's about. That should be happening. Then kids go and play and try and do it, you know, in the week in the playground and stuff. I don't think that happens as much anymore. So, yeah, I think it would be great to bring Matt Letizia back into today's football. I think that would have a positive impact on football itself, and how it's played.
And you just wanted to say him because he's a fellow anti-vaxxer as well.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but yeah, okay. But it does make you think.
He was on my list as well, to be honest. He was one of my thoughts. Yeah. I think it's a good shout. Yeah, I think he's probably even, like, the point I was making about all, it's even, like, he's even on a lower level, isn't he? Like, Southampton are literally nothing, aren't they? Like, mm-hmm. Chelsea at least have got something, whereas, as you say, for someone as good as him, he probably could have played for anyone. To stay with Southampton, fighting relegation his whole career is, like, unbelievable. And some of his goals, just a joke.
Yeah, just, like, insane. Like, some of them are just, like, mental. I mean, that one where he, like, flicks it over the two and then kind of strokes it in.
He says he hates that goal as well because of the way he finishes it.
The finish looks scruffy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But, and then there's the other one where he flicks it and hits it on the volley. He's against them. Keep it, like, long, longish blonde hair.
Which one have we saw?
It's been Blackburn's goalie, possibly.
Tim Flowers.
Is it Tim Flowers? Yeah. And
that's the one where he scores the mile one from miles away.
He has his
it's a towel.
He has his towel, and he said, apparently he said to me before the game, I'm going to knock the towel off, and that was kind of the aim for the game, trying to knock us down. He did, so.
I don't believe that, but...
So are you saying you don't believe what Matt Letizia said?
I'm saying not everything he says is true. There's most of it, but...
Hey, would he get into Premier League teams these days?
Well...
Not on ability, but on laziness.
And on being a lunatic as well.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. You'd have to get changed in a different room because no one wants
to... Yeah, you said you used to go for Mackey's breakfast before training, so I think you'd have to cut them out.
Yeah, exactly. And also, people say, fair play to him for staying with Southampton. He just didn't want to train harder.
Yeah, probably true.
He didn't want to go anywhere with the be expected. Imagine if he went to United playing under Ferguson. He wouldn't be able to back it. I'm not saying he's not, obviously, not an unbelievable player, but I don't think managers would tolerate how lazy he is these days.
Yeah, but maybe then managers might have got him to do that, whereas he's just at Southampton. Like, obviously, he's just doing whatever he wants. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I was thinking that could he hack it, like, with death, because he just obviously wasn't fit, was he? I think, but yeah, like, just as I think that the goal catalogue probably the best in the Premier League, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I seen one the other day, and I don't think I've ever seen one at Anfield. I don't think I've ever seen sort of like similar to Newcastle when he's like flicks it over someone's head and does something that's unbelievable. And again, just even goals you haven't seen before. So, yeah, I think it's a good shout. It was in my thinking as well, to be honest. But, yeah, he does get the odd mention on the podcast as well. It's always good to bring him back.
And it is always Callum as well, weirdly.
That does make you think. Bob or Sean, anyone?
I'll go next. And then... I've deliberated over who was going for. I was going to go for one obvious one because I mentioned him quite frequently just because of his great name, Benito Carboni, but I'm not going for him. I was going to go for another comedy Everton link and say Daniel Amakachi, but I think Sean would kill me if I went for him. So I'm going to go with the theme of Tosh and Cowles and go for an iconic Premier League years player. Played, as Cal was saying about Letizia, played the game in an exciting way. The kind of player you wanted to watch and you'd pay money to see. Part of a very famous Newcastle side, went on to Tottenham and he had a swan song at the Mighty Blues. I'm going to go for David Ginola, or however you pronounce his name. An icon of Premier League years, looked like a superstar, played like one as well, and just think a creative spark like his would be something that Everton could do with right now. So yeah, going for David Ginola. And he had the great chance as well.
Good looking chap as well.
Yeah. Most importantly.
Also coming head to head in the poll with former Everton teammate as well, Paul Gascoigne. He's the obvious one.
Yeah.
And you can put that clip on the socials as well, can't you?
I'm so glad you're our social media manager with all these clips you tell me to put on, which I never do.
Rude. No wonder we're not getting engagement, Sean.
I know. That's your point,
actually.
I'm just giving you an idea. Get more vote on the poll by actually posting some good
content. Have you got a few more hours in the day for me as well? That'd be good.
Nah.
No.
I haven't got hours in the day. I'm spending 9 hours to go to Scotland.
It was worth it, Bob, and don't pretend you didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, I did get 3 pints out of it, so I can't complain.
Yeah, and an iron brew.
Oh, did you get them? Was the iron brew good?
Yeah, three great iron brews.
Did anyone bring them back or bring me one back?
No, did we bother?
You weren't there. And you also said you said the kit's horrible and that's orange, just like iron brew, so no.
Dummy there. No, I was going to say Ginola, yeah, great thing again. Just one of them people just a bit before our time, wasn't he? Hard to sort of, like all of them, I suppose, because they're all before 2005. But, yeah, great player. When you see, like, clips of him when he's in full flow. There's one, I think I was watching something when he's tearing Gary Neville apart, and Gary Neville ends up getting sent off before half-time against him because he's just, like, ripping him to shreds. He's just having to foul him.
Can I have Gary Neville in my five-a-side team?
Famously sent off at Goodison as well, I think Gary Neville,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
Yeah, but the other one I was thinking, because he popped into my head, all quite probably underused at international level. Zola, I think, had a lot of competition for places, but Ginola, I think, fell out with Houllier when he was manager. Letizia obviously only very famously not played, so maybe a theme there.
Which manager was it that called him fat?
John Gregory. I thought it was John Gregory.
Oh, same thing.
When he took his, like, lifts his shirt when he
scores. Yeah, it is Gregory, sorry.
Yeah. Right then. Any more thoughts before Sean wraps us up?
Do it, Sean.
Well, there's going to be a bit of competition here as well, because I'm also going for a left winger, an iconic Premier League left winger. One who played for Arsenal late noughties, early 2000s.
Have you just said late noughties, early 2000s there?
Late 90s, early 2000s. Someone, again, like most of these that we didn't see play, unfortunately, as much as I'd like. But one that, like, this player pops up all the time, especially when you watch, like, Stick to Football, and obviously Gary Neville and all them talking about United every 2 seconds. This player always gets a mention of, like, a really good opponent that they all hated playing against. And that, yeah, so to cut a long story short, that player I'm talking about is Marc Overmars, who, when you think of his career, I think it was only short, as in, I don't think he played as long as maybe some of these other players did, but his main career was at Ajax. He won the Champions League, I think, at Ajax. Then went to Arsenal, then went to Barcelona. And you think, like, for a CV, it doesn't really get much better than that. I know, like, obviously, Barcelona weren't the Barcelona they are now, but he was almost there to kind of start that trend off as part of that team. Marc Overmars, though, as a young left winger, obviously, back when I had any form of pace.
And hair.
I was going to say when I was good, but no, I wasn't. Yeah, Marc Overmars is everything you'd want to be in a winger, I think. He is. His goal record was quite good. He was a good finisher. He was tricky, but he was also ridiculously fast. He was so
his
quick.
Was his nickname Roadrunner?
Roadrunner, yeah. Which is quality. Yeah. Should have had that for great, best nicknames the other week.
Yeah. Best nickname and great name anyway. Overmars, such a cool name, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a cool name, you're right. But then so is Ginola.
Trim.
All are, to be fair. Letitia, yeah. And Zola, all great names.
Gianfranco as well. Don't forget the Gianfranco for us.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah. It's a tough going this week. But yeah, I just think I think he's everything you'd want to be in a winger. And there's so many, like, really good footballers to talk about how he just gave them nightmares every game. He couldn't get near him. He scored some important goals for Arsenal. He was there at a really key time for Arsenal. But I think as you find with many of these, like, very quick players who rely on the pace, his knees ended up going, which kind of cost him the back end of his career. And it's one
like
of those
me,
where I think, yeah, a lot like you, actually. It's one of those where you think, a winger like that, obviously, remember when Doku first came last season and everyone was so excited by him because he was quick, he was direct, and he was very unpredictable. I feel like he's almost like faded off to a certain extent, but I imagine if Overmars entered the Premier League now, I just feel like, I don't know, that excitement would be there of watching these fullbacks have to adapt and have to play against this unknown entity, because wingers just don't, like, that don't exist anymore. And I just think it would be so exciting, to have that kind of direct player who is willing to beat a man, willing to get down the line, put balls in the box. Like, when does that happen these days without it coming back into midfield? So yeah, I just think as a total package, I think he might not have been as good of a player as some of yours. Very good player, maybe not as good, but I think for what he'd bring to the Premier League and the difference it would make in the excitement, I think Marc Overmars would be boss. So yeah, he's my shout.
I think you're saying that. I know you've done a good argument there. I think saying at the end there, I don't think there's an argument. He's probably got probably the better CV out of anyone in the list. So, I think,
yeah,
he?
The CV, but I mean, as like,
natural football ability.
I'm thinking like Zola, mainly Zola, Gascoigne, but he probably has, because he's played for the biggest clubs out of all of these anyway.
Excuse me.
Sorry, yeah.
Journalist.
I forgot about Villa.
Villa, Villa, Tottenham, Newcastle, the Toffees. What more do you want?
I think you're. I think you're right, though. I think that idea of just someone so direct and fast and just like, I know we've you mentioned him, but like Gary Neville always talks about. Like, I think he'd say he was one of your toughest people you play against. He'd say him, wouldn't he? Just like couldn't deal with his pace and his power. But yeah, I think a good shout. Sorry, Cal, were you about to say something?
No, I was just going to say similar to what you've just said there. Good shout, great player, fast, direct. Again, not too usual these days, but at the time. That was kind of what it was, and definitely what Arsenal were. Arsenal was so direct. He was part of that, and great kits as well.
Yeah.
Look, he's playing better because of the kits, too, I believe.
Yeah.
Was it the Dreamcast sponsor?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So nice.
Unbelievable.
With that, like, collar.
Yeah.
With the white collar. Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't it show you that all of our picks, it's almost like we're all a bit fed up of footy because we've all picked like players that don't really exist anymore? No,
well,
one's
that was the that was the idea. They had to retire before 2005.
No, they still exist. I mean, we haven't picked someone that would go into, like, Callum might have picked someone that would go into City's system now, but we've almost picked players that it's almost like your Maverick types or do you know
throwbacks
what I mean? Type of player.
Yeah,
throwbacks. Son, that the game's missing.
Yeah.
Like, to be fair, like, we could, I think, on like honourable mentions, possibly someone could have mentioned like a bit of like a old fashioned number nine,
yeah,
because the game, you know, to see that again, kind of thing. But I think it is, I think, as we said, Sean, maybe deciding on it, the kind of players that were just in our like kind of generation of when we probably started actually watching football properly and understanding what football was and kind of playing the PlayStation games and stuff. At that time of being like, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 in that period. There's a bit of nostalgia there for us as well, isn't there? Like things that we football that we grew up watching is different now. It would actually be interesting to see like what kids now would think of these players, whether they think they're not great or not. I don't know.
It's all skewed by FIFA though, isn't it?
Yeah, it very much is. But I don't know if they do or not, but if you were asking a kid now, like, you know, they bang on about like Neymar and or all these kind of like skillful players, if you say like watch this 10-minute video of Matt Letizia, if they think like would they believe that he was that good, that, you know, you're doing like 20 years ago, do you know what I mean?
It depends if you sent them a video of Matt Letizia playing footy or just talking.
Yeah. That's the thing. They might have an opinion of Letizia already. Be interesting if you show them like Mark Overmars just like pinging it past the fullback, and then, but then I suppose like Gareth Bale, do you know what I mean? Like that famous Gareth Bale goal where like knocking past and run round.
This is the thing as well. I mean, I was just thinking there. I wonder how many, if you trust like 13, 14, 15 year olds now, have you heard of Mark Overmars?
No.
I don't think he's on one of them
14,
ultimate
50.
Cards
or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I don't even think he would be on them. I think Zola, out of the players you've mentioned, I think Zola probably might be on one.
Do you think Overmars, like, almost like got forgotten when Perez came around?
Yeah, potentially was one of the people who didn't cross over to the other team, didn't he? So yeah, I think that's maybe a good shout. But again, did he go to Barca after? Yeah. So again, like, you know, hardly a step down. It's an absolute step up, really, isn't it? But
it is. But I think it's like,
I know what you mean.
It's at that time where La Liga is not on the telly that much.
Yeah, no, that's true.
You're not watching it very often, are you?
I think one of the things is with all of these was it's just a lack of social media.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine if social media's around then? Yeah, and like the clip, say for example, of
Zola,
Letizia, or whatever, doing all these mad things. They were going viral, but maybe it's good that they weren't. Maybe that's why we feel such excitement about it.
Yeah.
Because it was like you would have heard about it and then watched it on.
Yeah.
On match night, like, you know, you heard it on Gillette, like you seen it at the game live, or you heard it on like Soccer Saturday, and then you wait until match of the day to see what happened.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, like those kind of things. So maybe that made it feel more special as well.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I actually think, though, again, there's probably an element of that's also good for them in the sense that there's probably like, you know, like the new thing is now, like people like saying about Cole Palmer's not sort of doing enough and like doesn't do anything. They make a compilation of him doing nothing against Liverpool and all that. There probably was a lot of games where Matt Letizia didn't even get a kick.
Yeah.
Or every time he tried to do like a bit of skill, he lost it and didn't chase back. There'd probably be all sorts of compilations, you know, calling him washed and all that sort of stuff. So it probably is good in that element, in that sense as well.
Yeah, because now we look back on it with all the good stuff, you mean, rather than, yeah.
Obviously, when he stopped, when he stops to argue the fella on the front row about 5G masts. But, you can't disagree with him. Right then, as Sean's mentioned a couple of times, we thought that we sort of struggled for the obvious ones. We had a few, like, a lot of people we mentioned before, Cantona, like that, but we're thinking Gazza just for the character, the type of player he was, a bit like he fits in the category of the others, doesn't he? I'm not sure you see too many people like him, sort of like dribbling from the midfield and things like that. So Gazza's going to be the obvious one, we think, even though there wasn't necessarily an obvious one for that. So, as always, Sean, as last week's winners, got the task of selecting one to miss out from the Graham poll. So, Sean, do you want a reminder of, I think we've spoken enough, so you've got Zola, Letiz, Ginola, Overmars and Gazza, who has not made the cut.
As you know, I do like the drama of getting rid of one of you.
Yeah.
However, if I was going to get rid of one of you, it would not for any other reason other than I don't think he would hack it in the current Premier League. It would probably be Matt Letizia. However, I am going to get rid of Gascoigne this week. Because I think if people, without listening to us, which obviously we know they don't, I feel like they would see Gascoigne's name and just vote for him. It's just almost like, that's the thing you're saying, Callum, about like what kids would think. Like, kids have heard about Gazza. They might not have heard about ours as much. And I think Gazza wins that poll, and I don't think that's really fair, especially after the chat we've just had. I don't think it's fair for Gazza to be winning it. So, yeah. Gascoigne's out, I'm afraid.
You can leave Gascoigne to sort out Raul Moat.
Yeah, he's probably busy, to be fair.
Yeah. I think it's a good call, that Sean.
Very nice, right, Bobby, Sean.
Yeah. Right then, as always, we'll wrap that up there. Quick reminder, so get yourself over to X to vote on the Graham poll for our four suggestions for players we'd bring back from before 2005. Gianfranco Zola, Matt Letizia, David Ginola, and Mark Overmars. Right then, game of the week time. Nailed it.
Okay, let's get our games in the wheel then. So we've decided this week to go for two Premier League games and then what you'd probably call the ultimate Barclaysman game in the Championship. So it's Fulham against Wolves first, then it's Aston Villa, Crystal Palace, and then the big one, the one we all want, I think, Blackburn against Portsmouth. So let's spin the wheel and see what we're playing with. Fingers crossed. Ah, it's just gone past. It's Villa Palace.
No, it isn't.
Unfortunately, it is.
No, it isn't.
We can't, Ed is out,
Sean.
No, we can't go against the wheel.
Fuck the wheel, Sean.
Right, so I can't even remember the last time anyone even played. So I don't know.
Who was the game? Sorry again.
It was
Villa Palace.
I'm doing Blackburn Portsmouth.
So yeah, any thoughts?
I did Villa get on. They've sort of not been great, have they?
They're a bit of a bad patch, didn't they?
Yeah. Portsmouth have struggled this season, I think.
Liverpool beat them, didn't they? Liverpool was the last game.
I think Palace won and drawn the last two.
No, they got beat to someone at home, Fulham.
What?
Yeah, I think they had them. They beat Tottenham, didn't they? Beat someone else. And then, but Villa, I actually thought the Villa looked all right for the first half against Liverpool. I think they're just, struggling with that. Yeah, with like Champions League midweeks, aren't they? Which,
yeah, happens, doesn't it?
I mean, they've got a decent squad and they're starting to get people back, aren't they? Like Mings is back and, you know, that. But Buendia, I think I've seen a couple of times, so I think they start good. But yeah, too good a side not to sort of recover, I think, and too good a manager, really.
Yeah. And Blackburn are only one win off the playoffs. spots as well, so they'll be quite optimistic.
Is Steve Keane still managing them, or? I was waiting for Bob to say a Sean lookalike there, but he didn't deliver.
Oh, come on, you're going to give me Sean credit. Actually, another podcast I was listening to, same podcast, in fact, just a different player. It's a podcast called Straight From The Off. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of it.
No.
It's like a scouts lad, and he talks to like either ex-Sunday League players or like a couple of ex-pros. And he did one with Bradley Orr, and he was talking about Steve Keane at Blackburn, and he said he was such a nice fella, and all the players loved him.
Aww.
But he kind of got done over by like the Venkies and the owners, and he had to do what they wanted, and in the end, he kind of like his head was on the chopping block through decisions that weren't his, but all the players were fully behind him. So it's quite sad that like he's become a bit of a joke when it wasn't really his.
What was the video of him like? Was there a video of him like slagging someone off? Remember, like someone caught in the club, and he's like, he came across Dead Valley, and he's like slagging Allardyce off, and then he was like saying about all the great things he'd done. I can't remember. There was something with Steve Keane. Let me see. I just remember that. That's my memory of him. He's like, you know, he came like drunk in a club. Someone's like filmed him without him knowing.
Oh God!
But no, like, just
do you
not
know
like
David Coote.
I don't know. I'm gonna find that.
Yeah, I don't know what you're gonna type in.
So I try nightclub, maybe.
Steve Keane drunk.
First, when I typed it in here, it says Steve, Blackburn Rovers manager, Steve Keane banned from driving in a different story, so.
Like Rubinho all over again, this.
Yeah, you said he was a nice fella.
No, Bradley Orr said he was a nice fella.
And Bradley Orr did, wasn't, someone, remember that lad, there was a lad in school who was related
Jordan
to Bradley
Evans.
Orr, wasn't it? Who was it?
Jordan Evans.
Oh, yeah.
Just causing money. Right. Are we done then?
we meant
to be talking about Villa Palace, and we're talking about Steve Keane.
All the more reason to go for Blackburn Portsmouth.
Blackburn boss Steve Keane in YouTube rant at Sam Allardyce.
Excellent. Get that on the social, Sean.
I'll make a little list there.
This is a good one. It's a great first line to the article. Footage of Blackburn Rovers manager Steve Keane slagging off predecessor Sam Allardyce and claiming credit for the discovery of Phil Jones.
Great stuff, that.
Right, come on then. Predictions for Villa Palace.
1-0 Blackburn.
3-1 Villa.
2-0 Villa.
I'll go 2-1 Villa.
Who would you play in again?
Portsmouth.
I can only think of Blackburn now, so I'll just say 1-0 Villa.
Right, go on then. So we've all got predictions in. Let's get our number. So, yeah, you know the score between 50 and 450. Our number this week is 85.
Ooh.
No current then.
85, so no current.
Oh, geez,
that's good as well, because Bob's just been googling Portsmouth players. Current Portsmouth squad.
Who are Villa playing?
Telling you.
Fine.
I'll give you a clue. Callum's looking forward to it.
Right. Before we have a little think, then can we have a little think about song of the week?
Oh, this should be an easy one to do, shouldn't it? Bands from finished before 2005.
Yeah.
Easy.
Five.
They came back afterwards, though, so you can't have them, I reckon.
Not as five, though. As
yeah,
four.
True.
And but would you still call five? Three.
Unfortunately, they won't call five.
No, can't have.
But they'll never be five without Jimmy Brown.
Yeah. But they were great and not the Ash Mecca Bingo, weren't they?
I didn't go to that. I was at the big reunion, when he first came back. What a night that was.
Prick.
Who won X Factor before 2005?
Shane Ward won it in 2005.
Guess O Gospel 2-pack Elton John.
What year was that? 2005?
Yeah, just Spotify 2000.
Well, what was number one this week in 2005?
I'm saying the Ting Tings.
Oh, yeah, I like the game. I'm going to say...
What, the drink?
2005. What year did I be in school? Year 8.
I think that's too early for Ting Tings, but...
Yeah, I think it is too. I'm going to say... From Paris to Berlin.
No.
I mean, we actually guessing what song it was.
Give us a clue, Bob.
This is a world better podcast. An hour and a half of this.
Give us a clue, Bob.
Irish boy band.
Westlife. You Raise Me Up.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
I hate that song.
Yeah, not having that one. Let's find out what date Mike Tyson's last fight was.
It was June 11th, my birthday.
What was number one June 11th, 2005, Bob?
Yeah.
Crazy Analyst. Frog.
Was it?
Yeah.
Get in.
Great song of the week.
That one or the other one, he did like Axel F, didn't he? Remember that one? He had a couple of crazy ones that had more in it than just that one song.
Yeah, Axel F, like Crazy that? Frog.
Was it that one?
That's the jingle.
I didn't do the frog noises. They want to embarrass myself.
I was hoping you were going to do Jay off in between, isn't it?
That's the wrong Crazy Frog one.
Right. So, what is it, Bob? Just a normal Crazy Frog?
It's Axel F.
Yeah, Axel F.
Okay, right, everyone, go and listen to Crazy Frog, Axel F.
Some absolute belters that this year, though. Is This the Way to Amarillo? Lonely by Akon.
Oh.
All About You, You've Got a Friend, McFly.
Could do that for Danny Jones going into the jungle.
Yeah.
I feel like we do mention McFly most weeks as well.
I think we go with Crazy Frog.
Yeah, go with Crazy Frog. Because I'm worried this podcast is never going to end.
Me too. Yeah. Enjoy.
You're Beautiful, James Blunt.
Oh, it was Bad Day by Daniel Powter there then. I always remember them two around about the same time. No.
Don't think so.
Another one of your lookalikes, isn't he?
Is he?
Crazy Frog.
He always. I think I've got my Villa one. I just can't think of any Palace players from back then. I'm saying back then, but like, you know what I mean? So I'm not going to think of anyone recent.
Could go for like someone from that Palace team in like 2005 when he came up.
That's the Andy Johnson team.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of, yeah.
And we did that Ricolatti play for them. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
I'm really struggling here.
With the game or just in general?
Well, I mean, I'm as well, but just the game on this instance.
I've got a couple.
I'm going to try and go Barclays, man. It could be like 4,000. I've got a few names anyway, if people want to get going. Might just need to go last second here.
Okay. Right, let's make a start then. Do we have a volunteer to go first? Or in fact, Callum, have you got one?
I've got two Palace players, but I don't mind going first.
Go ahead, yeah, Callum, you go for us.
I'll go first then. And I'll go with the player who's one of my favourite Palace players. Probably one of the more iconic eras of Palace. Someone who I was very excited when they signed for Everton, but it didn't quite work out due to an injury. As Sean will know, one of the best rappers the game's seen. I think he was there for a couple, two, three seasons, possibly. And then moved on. I'll go with Yannick Bolasie.
I think he'll be way off, you know.
I'd have gone higher, but again, I mean, I'd have thought you'd have known better than me, but I thought he was there for like 4 or 5 years.
I think he was there for quite a while.
Just vibes, don't I?
No, yeah, it's vibes. It's just the vibes, answering.
Yeah. And he was rubbish.
Bolasie was fantastic.
He wasn't fantastic, let's be honest.
Well, he's great.
No, he wasn't.
He was awful, Callan.
Do you for Everton, or do you mean for, like, for Palace, or just in general?
Both, or just for football?
Yeah, nah. he had a couple of good clips, but he was truly dreadful.
Nah, him, Zahara, and I've watched his vibes.
Prick. Hey, Bob. Where do we go next?
I'll go for somebody who played for both. Quite a few more appearances, I imagine, for Palace. I'm going to go for Mile Jedinak.
You going for Villa?
Yeah, for Villa, sorry, yeah.
No, too late. I've checked for Palace now.
I'm not going to lie, I didn't even know he played for Villa.
Yeah, I think he was part of the scene that...
yeah, he was. Got promoted in the Championship, yeah.
Fair enough. Right, go next then. I think Tosh is still thinking. And I'm going for someone. I think it might be a decent answer, but again, I don't know. Probably shouldn't have said that. I cursed myself. Famous for arguably one of the biggest howlers of all time in Premier League history.
That's genuinely my answer, that. I honestly thought there's no way anyone was going to go with that.
I don't imagine he's much higher, only because after that game, no one would ever take him seriously ever again. I believe it was a derby as well against Birmingham, when after a throw in, the ball rolled under his foot. I'm going for Peter Enkelman.
I really hope that's bang on, Sean. What an answer that is.
For many reasons. I'm so glad I didn't let you go first, because I've
I genuinely thought there was no one else going. I've got no one. I've got two other names written down, but one of them I've got no idea. One of them I think is too high. See, my first thought was like I was struggling for goalkeeper for Villa, and I came up with another goalkeeper first before I thought Enkelman, which was Mark Sorensen. Because again, he played for Sunderland before then.
Yeah, he was at Sunderland.
Yeah. And then he went to Stoke. So I don't think he'd have been there that long. But I wonder then if he was not enough. And the other one I was trying to think, even though I was trying to think back to that Villa team of the early 80s, and I remember Steve McMahon famously didn't go straight from Everton to Liverpool. He went with a stopgap in between to Villa. And I think that was only for a couple of seasons. No, but I just don't know enough about him. Can I get anyone off the top of my head? No, do you know what? I'll just go with Mark Sorensen, because I don't know enough about Steve McMahon, but I've got no idea with that.
Isn't it Thomas Sorensen?
That one.
Ooh. Did you not say about the names last time, Sean?
No, yeah. I think so.
Mark Sorensen.
I'm talking about Mark Lawrence, actually.
Who we went to school with.
Was it, yeah?
You've got a big problem over there, Tosh.
Wait, am I allowed them?
No,
you're allowed them, but it's not an actual footballer, so... Nil pois for Tosh.
I kind of know. What's the other? I was going to have an Enkelman as well, so I should have him, really. Because somewhere I need to check it for some reason. I don't know if this website, it's just so slow. I've done Jedinak and Balassi. So wait there, Thomas Sorensen might be loading now. Who was the other one? Peter Enkelman.
Yeah.
Wow, this computer's an absolute joke. Oh, no. Can I have Steve McMahon, please? Right then, results are in. In fourth place with 158 appearances and 73 out was Thomas Sorensen.
Was Mark Sorensen closer?
Can anyone see if there was a Mark Sorensen who played for Palace or Villa that was closer? Yeah, livid really. Because I genuinely Enkelman was who I was going to go. I even said, didn't I, like a Barclaysman, so I'm absolutely livid. In third position was with 144, so 59 out was Yannick Bolasie. So Callum, as we thought, slightly out. Is that 59 out? Yeah. And then the other two pretty good guesses, both within 20. In second position with 67 and 18 out was Peter Enkelman, which means Bob, as usual, is the winner. Mille Jedinak with his Villa appearances was 80, so single figures, just a 5 out. So as usual, Bob back to winning ways, takes the thing, and a big and a big 3-point swing for me as well. That's a really bad week for me, and I'm going to check Steve McMahon now and see if
84. I hear Tosh.
If he's 84, like, honestly, I'm stabbing him, and we can edit it out, Sean. You've got to get the link and keep the league interesting. That's what everyone wants. I'm pretty sure. He's not, is he?
The first thing I saw was his appearances for Man City on with Eden. That was 87.
Oh, and that's it's 82, according to him.
You've had a stinker there, Tosh.
What a shout that would have been as well.
No, you can't have it.
I think I should have it, to be honest. I think I'd allow it if it was someone else either way around.
Would you, bollocks?
And he's 89 for Man City as well, so like double good. He's got two clubs with the 80 in the 80s. I can't believe that.
And he's from Halewood.
He is from Halewood. He played for, he was supposed to be brilliant for Everton. Then he left Everton and ended up, obviously, he was an absolute Liverpool legend. But I knew he was from Halewood. Can't believe it.
Did he support Everton?
I think he did, but I don't know. I always thought he did. I thought he was like a boyhood Evertonian. He's the one who's famous when he's like supposed to be a tough tackle. He's also the one who, like, when Arsenal win there at Anfield in the league. He's like the one who does, like, sort of like you always see doing like the one more minute type thing. That's Steve McMahon.
Isn't he also the one that Vinnie Jones goes
Vinnie
for?
Jones, yeah.
It's a mad final,
yeah. Like 15 seconds in or something, yeah. Is there no call for me just getting him and just winning this week?
No.
You were actually genuinely hopeful that he'd agree there, weren't you, Tosh?
I know. The cheeky ones actually asked.
Yeah, I think if you
after
hadn't
said Mark Sorensen.
Yeah. If you hadn't changed the rules several times already.
I haven't changed any rules.
Oh, you'd moaned.
I'm just trying to make the game better. That's what you don't understand.
Yeah, trying to make the game better for me.
I'm just like a producer. It's all about the series, isn't it? You're getting 3 points extra there, but actually my answer was better. That was nearly as good as the paper man, Cinderella. I don't think I should get that, but
well, unlucky. Right, let's have a quick look then at our updated table. So no change for the guests who are still on 12. Sean is now on 21. Callum is in third on 26. Tosh, not doing much, he's on 37. And Bob has extended his lead up to 45 points.
Hi, Sean, I feel like I've got a completely different lead table to you, by the way.
Yeah.
Are you top by any chance?
Yeah, like, oh, them scores you read out, it implies that like, you've missed a week, maybe.
Oh, really?
Like, everyone was like, but like different numbers out, which would maybe suggest that everyone's missed a week. No one cares, obviously, but I've got you on 25, Callum 28. Me 38, Bob 47.
Have you?
Yeah. On that spreadsheet. Which I've like got it next to the date, so I'd maybe type something in wrong. I don't record it on me.
Well, that makes me look better, so let's stick with that. Yeah, I'll just leave that in as is. Tosh, it's fine.
That's with me getting 4 points from this week, though.
That sounds, Tosh. We'll go with your one.
Thanks for joining us on this week's episode of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. I think one of the best M5 discussions we've had in a long time. That was really good. Hopefully brought up some nostalgia for all you guys, and you have your own opinions on which player you would like to bring back and see playing in today's game. So please do share, comment, interact, vote as much as possible, and even maybe throw in your own suggestions. Great game at the beginning, game of fives. Tosh winning hands down, really, because me and Bob had no hands in our team. Bob didn't have many feet in his team either. But we'll go with it. So another a win for Tosh there, and then another win for Bob in keeping up appearances at the end, as per usual, to extend his lead. We are hoping to have some more guests on over the next few weeks, so please keep an eye out for that. We might tease a couple on our social medias, a couple that we are really actually excited for, so please keep an eye out. And we do have a Christmas special in the works as well, so please keep an eye out for that too. Well, thanks for all the support. If you can, please tell a friend to tell a friend. Keep supporting us on all our socials. And all being well, we will see you next week.
Right. That was a long one. She will go.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Need to cut these down, to be honest.
When we book the studio, it'll be time as well, so we'll have to be like...
I think we get an hour and a half, yeah. So
you'll have to take about 15 that. Minutes off your intro, Callum, I reckon. See if you
Oh, I get it.
You applause us, Cal.
Oh, yeah.
Right, go on.
Right, see you later.
Very messing, Callum. Do a good job.
Yes. See you later.